of the mitzvah, Parashat Ketetze is full of mitzvahs, obviously. There's one mitzvah here that has quite a few unusual twists to it, and that's the mitzvah of Shikha. It says, Ki siktzak tzircha b'sadecha, v'shachachta oime b'sadeh, l'aysoshav l'kachtoi, l'agir l'yosam amona yiyya, l'man yivercha shem l'kevcha ma'is yadecha. So the ma'isa, in terms of the mitzvahs of matnas aniyim, those that are relevant, that are similar, you have leket shikopeya, you have leisafayr achrecha, and so on. The chura, they all come together. They're all part and parcel of the same type of mitzvah. They're all leaving over things. Ma'asani is a little bit different. So one would expect them to be in one parasha. I mean, we always talk about it in halacha. We always talk about like shikhan peya as one unit. Over here, the parasha of shikha is over here. The parasha of peya and leket is before. It seems as if for some reason. Shikha stands out, it's an outlier. Even the next Kisach Bezeschol is Sefer Achrecha and Kisif Sokarmecha, Lemaisa Rashi says that this pasuk is telling me a special Chiddush Nilonis. It's not the Ika Halacha of Eulis and so on, it's rather telling me a special Halacha in it. So we have Leket and Peya. And Lysifier and Peret and Oilis, those are all listed before. And we have Shikha as being a very different type of mitzvah and listed somewhere else. It begs to be understood why would the Torah make it a very different, put it in a different place. You also find over here Lemayim Varecha Hashem Lakev Chol Ma'asei Yadecha. So the bracha, l'mayim v'recha shem l'kecha, is only by shikha. It appears two other places. It appears by kisachale, the matnas aniyim, giving matnas aniyim up, and it's to the aniyim. You find it by eved ivri. You do not find it by leket and peyer. It's something unique to shikha. You also find it, one thing over here that's unique, even the other places where it says, Amayim v'recha Hashem alakecha v'chol ma'asei yadecha, so you find over there it says, Asher ta'aseh, sai by Eved Ivri and sai by Ma'asei Oni, you find a lashon of Asher ta'aseh, which somehow is added to the pasuk. Over here, it's unique. It says, Amayim v'recha Hashem alakecha v'chol ma'asei yadecha, does not say Asher ta'aseh. So, it somehow, even though it's part of the same type of mitzvahs, something very different about it. Also, of the halachas that you have over here, is unique halacha about shikha. It has to be extraordinarily, totally forgotten. The halachas are, you can't remember, your parlim can't remember, an outsider can't remember. It has to be something that nobody knew about. It's an extraordinary chumrah, that shikha is only if it's shakuah from everybody. L'chura, I mean, the Torah, we would expect the Torah to try to give us faket, to sort of give the anim a little bit more. Here, the parasha of shikha is something which has to be totally, totally shakuach for everybody. What did the Torah want out of this? I mean, in Leket, you cut it, and something falls off. Goes to the Ani. The Torah is trying to give to the Aniyim. So one wouldn't expect it. So Shikha, you forgot it. The fact that there's another person standing there and he sees it happening and he knows about it, that we say wouldn't be. Is there a svara to it, I guess? Or, I don't know, to some sort of mahalak in understanding it. One more nikud over here. You find the Loshna Chinuch over here, where the chinuch gives the chinuch over here gives a tam for the mitzvah. So the timing for the mitzvahs of tzedakah type mitzvahs, tzedakah masaniyim, don't need any great hezbah. You know, people are hungry, you need to feed them, it's chesed. There's no lack of reason why the mitzvah of tzedakah is a good mitzvah. The chinuch gives a tam that is koilel both peya and leketnit, and it's a simple tam. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to have all midas tovus, we should be kind-hearted, we should have a nefesh baruch v'ruach nediva, and he says, and therefore when a person leaves over some of his peiris so that other people can make use out of it, tira b'nafshe seiver ratzim v'ruach nochem v'ruach, he's zeich himself that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him. And then he says, but if somebody is ma'asef, everything to his house, and he doesn't leave over anything for the aniyim to have, and he says, asher ruah sada b'komeisir v'yis'avu taivolel l'malei nafshu mokra'evu, so you're taking in leket, and the ani nebach is standing there, and he's hungry, and you don't have rachmanis on it, yere b'nafshu b'lisafik roya leiv v'nefesh ruah. So it shows a certain achzaris. So it's very simple. So leket and peya and peret and all of these have the same idea. If you see somebody else hungry, a person should have rachmanis on him and give it to him. And that's a tam that much covers everything. In shikra, it gives a slightly different tam. And then the leket and peya puts them all in one. He says, take a look at rot and peya, and that's that. In shikra, he writes, because aniyim and avyonim, Tolim einem al atvus. They look at the tvua. Bir oisim balasazim al malumus echasade. Kibrech sashen asnem. They see these big bundles of tvua forming in the field. Vechoshim belibam leimor. Miyitin voili kein lesef amar lebesi. Velu achas ucho lavia lavi esakba. I wish I could also have these big bundles. Valkein ho yechasta baruch al b'yosef lemal shukosim zu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that the Ani should have that feeling, and he engineered it through Shikha. So he says something very different. All the other tzedakahs, the Ani is hungry, I have what to eat. So let's give the mashal. A person is sitting and eating. I'm eating bread and butter, and I have plenty of bread and butter, and somebody's sitting across the table from me starving, and I don't offer him any bread, that's a nefesh ra, and that's very understood, and that's very simple. Over here he says, it's not that. It's not that they're hungry, it's that they see I have wealth. And he wishes, I wish I had something like that. And there's a ta'elus that he himself should get a nefesh teva. So let's give the parallel mashal. So somebody walks by and he sees that I'm living in a very fancy house. And he says, I wish I also had a house like this. So therefore, in other words, hungry, starving, etc. is a midah pshuta that everybody who's a Baal Nefesh should understand. And all the inyan tzedakah revolve around that. You have an ani, he's hungry, he's starving, and I give him. Here he says it's something else, because the derech is when a person, the logic is simple also. Leket lemashal, it's one stalk at a time. It doesn't represent any wealth. A payer, I make a decision how much to leave. I could leave one stalk also, mekadin. So that's associated with the need of the ani. But shikha has to be an aluma. It has to be something which is a bundle. A bundle naturally represents a sense of wealth, a sense of possession. The ani walks by and he says, I wish I also had something fancy. I wish I had a nice, you know, I had rechush, I had wealth. And the Torah engineered it. So it's a very, very different type of mahalach. There is a din of day machsoro, but day machsoro is usually when a person is used to it and he needs it. So a person who has a suslich of Allah, he's used to riding on a horse only, so it's a need of his. The chinuch behedya is not expressing it as a need, but expressing it as a desire, what a person wished to have, to own, to possess. So we see in the Tama mitzvah, there's a different knetch over here. So let's understand a little bit, let's be misamic a little bit and understand what the mitzvah of shikha is going to address, both a different need, and more important, a different koyach adam. A different midah is going to come into play over here. There's a Lashon Sifri over here. It says, Ma'isev v'chassid echad she'shachach oimer v'tach sedeyo. There was a chassid that forgot an oimer. V'amal l'bnoi told his son, Tzei v'akriv alai par lo'oy lo par l'shlam. Let's bring a karbonis. Amri abba mara'isa smach mitzvah zu yoisim kol mitzvah v'tayra. Why are you happy with this mitzvah and other mitzvahs? Amri kol mitzvah v'tayra nasam ha'mokam datenu. All mitzvahs are given b'das ha'adam. Zu shaloyla datenu. This is something that is given without our kavana, without our awareness of it. She'ilu asinu b'rotzen v'am mokam le'bo mitzvah zu yodenu. Had we l'chatchila started out, and I would have said, hini mucharam zumen, I'm going to be mekayim this mitzvah, it never happened. You can't do any hini mucharam zumen for the mitzvah of shikha. So he says, therefore, it's a kavla kasa bracha, ha'leitvarim kal v'chayme, ma'adrash is kavla liskais v'zacha, certainly kal v'chayme, a person who is, who has kavana, it's going to be a good mitzvah. That's the lashon over here. The Gemara also tells to that's a lashon of a brayse. The Sifri tells to also if you drop a pruten and he finds it, then you have a schus because of the mitzvah, which halachically they ask on it. There's a big difference. The shikha of an oimer, you're allowed to take back. It's yours. It's in your field, and you forgot it. So the mitzvah is not to take it back. The aveda is gone. You lost an aveda, and only found it has no simen. He keeps it. So why would that be a tzchus? That's what they ask on the sifri over here. So let's be misamic a little bit and understand the nakuda of the mitzvah over here, which is really unusual, in that it's shaloi midas. Like the Tosefta points out, whenever a person does a ma'aseh mitzvah, there are two ways of approaching the mitzvah. The first way of approaching a mitzvah is a person has bechira. A person has a koyach to choose, and he chooses to do right. In that case, the person himself is the oisa mitzvah, and the ribbono shel olam was the mitzvah. So just like l'mashal, if I'm in an army and I'm told what to do, I do it. I have a choice not to do it. I could be court-martialed, I could be chazon killed, I could this, that, but Tachlis l'maisa, it's my maisa. Someone told me to do it. There's another way in which I become a chayfetz, someone else's. Let's take a halachic nafkamina. In Yarek Valyava by Ritzicha. So, l'mashal, if somebody tells me to kill someone else, so there's an Yarek Valyava. If somebody is tied up and thrown on somebody, if someone's thrown on somebody, well, he's not doing a pula, not doing a maisa, it's a very different halacha. Because there are times when a person does something, he may have been urged by somebody else, he may have been incited by somebody else, he may have been forced by somebody else, but he's doing it. And then there's a mahalach where a person is doing something where he's just a kli b'yada yotze. He is a vehicle for somebody else. Each one of these has a maila and a chisaron. when a person does a maisa, and a person is doing a maisa b'leiv shalom, so he's a good person, he's a tzaddik, he's doing right. But l'maisa, the Ribbono Shalom takes second place in this. The Ribbono Shalom was the cause; he was a grummer. Kadosh Baruch Hu was mitzava on me to blow shayfa. And I acknowledge it. I say, and I do it. So my bechira takes the precedence, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is not part of this maisa really. So it is a grama to the maisa. If a person walks around with the attitude, with understanding that he is nothing and it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so there may be an element of chashivas in that. In the sense that the person acknowledges HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but where's the person? The person is not part of this maisa. So, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted people to do it. Malachim run around doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants no matter what. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted people who are Beicharim, could choose to do and not to do. So if a person's attitude is sort of a Yish type attitude, everything's Hashem anyway, so then there's no sense of the person over here. There's no Adam B'Shavu over here. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvahs. And the mitzvah of tzedakah, one mitzvah of tzedakah is that a person should give. And that mitzvah is all of the different matnas aniyim. It's hard for a person to give, and a person gives. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes him into an adiv leiv. There's a second element. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mezakos with a mitzvah that we deher in our maisim that were a kli b'yad ha-yotze. The mitzvah of shikha is the extreme mitzvah of it kol kulay has to be done in a way where it's clear that there's no Yad Adam involved in it. Shikha and das, something that's a daite, is means that it's still mine. A pu'ula that I do midas is my pu'ula. Without kavan is a problem. Mis asik is b'chalat my pu'ula. If a person, a yush, is a let's go of a chayfetz, because if my das is not on it, I don't have mental control of it. I don't know where it is. I don't know how to get to it. So that severs a person's shaychus to chayfetz. Anything that's in the world that you mafkia the das adam, that becomes the pe'ula, that becomes kol kol Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Ribbono Shel Olam is the ois of this, and the person acknowledges it. So when a person forgot something, first of all, it needs to be totally mufka from any das adam. It means this is a process where nobody had shaychus to it. I wasn't aware of it. Pa'alim weren't aware of it. A stranger wasn't aware of it. It's something which is totally mufka from Adam. That's one tenai of it. Mm-hmm. And b'meila, the mitzvah of leisasha of lekarta means the issa to go back and to take it is to acknowledge that Ribbono Shel Olam maisim were here and it was done through me. I understood myself, it's the chelak of tzedakah, where I understand myself as being kol kulay kli Ribbono Shel Olam. That is the mitzvah of shikha. So we have two types of maise yodayim. We have two types of matnas aniyim. We have a matnas aniyim where I'm the noisin, and we have a matnas aniyim where the Ribbono Shel Olam uses me as the noisin. There's a word from Daniel of Kelm that it says, "Zachenu kasvenu b'sefer zechuyos." So he asks, "Manefshach, what do you mean kasvenu b'sefer zechuyos? If we deserve, we're then Akash Baruch Hu writes down. If a person did mitzvahs in Ma'asim Tov, of course Akash Baruch Hu writes it down. If he didn't, Akash Baruch Hu is not cheating, not writing us. So what do you mean kasvenu b'sefer zechuyos? Kasvenu b'sefer chayim makes sense. even though I don't deserve, do me a favor and give it to me. But Kaseinu Sefer Zechuyos, Zechuyos is the ledger where we keep the mitzvahs and the averas. So that's real, that's emes. There's no maval midosav and write in a mitzvah I didn't do. So Neil said, it's talking about something else. He says, there's a mahalach of megalgal and schus adei zakai, that a Kaddish Baruch Hu allows good things to happen through people that he favors. That's the Sefer Zechuyos. In other words, we should be from the megalgal and schus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu megalgal schusim through us. It requires an awareness that there are many inyanim where a person is just passive, and it's a schus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu megalgal schus through him. That is where the mitzvah of shikra comes in, and that's why it's in a different place. It's not part of that whole package. It's its own package. It also has the difference, my verecha, so in the types of mitzvahs, like letting go of an avrivri, sending avrivri away, giving matnas aniyim ma'isa ani, that's a pa'ula that you did something, and the schar for that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives bracha in the things that you do, ashetase. Shikha is where I'm able to dehair myself as a vehicle for Ribbono Shel Olam. My own action over here is really, really negligible, or if at all, then I'm zeicher to bracha of Hashem without ashetase. Ashetase is memayit, because I feel Hashem's bracha, but I also feel that I did a lot over here. To be zeicher to bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where I feel it's kule bracha v'kadosh baruch hu, and it's not the asher ta'aseh, that's unique over here. It's a mida keneged mida of that. I think that's why the chassid was brought a korban oila and shlamim. Why did he pick oila and shlamim? So first of all, oila and shlamim are the full range of nedavos. The only thing you can do is the only novice you can bring is Olam Shlomim. You can't bring Rosh Hashanah. But I think there's another knetch over here. Oila is kula kol Hashem. It's a carbon that I have no handle in it. I have no chelak in it. It's kula Hashem. It's kolu. Shlomim is as much shayach to Adam and Kahanim as possible. Shlomim is the opposite of oila in that extreme. So he was zeicha. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a mitzvah like that, darkoi, when he said the Kal V'Chomer, let's think it through a little bit. This is a chaser echad, so he's doing a lot of wonderful, wonderful mitzvahs. And then one mitzvah came about that he didn't do, HaKadosh sent him, so he was very happy, and he said, now I have a Kal V'Chomer for the other mitzvahs. So why don't you just do the other mitzvahs? Forget about the Kal V'Chomer. This mitzvah you're calling a Kal, because you forgot, you didn't realize, you didn't know, and so on and so forth. No. So the other mitzvahs, so Chaval, instead of Shikha, you could have been giving Tzedakah Midaitoi. What's the Simcha G'dolovim? What's the Kal V'Chomer? That he was so happy because now he has a Kal V'Chomer. So why don't you just do the other mitzvah without a Kal V'Chomer? The answer is, as long the mitzvahs that I sense and feel that I have a chiv to do them, and I'm the one that's doing them, and it's my asiyah, it's hard for me to have Ribbono Shel Olam's chelik. I have a yitzhara, it's difficult. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me bechira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzav for me. So of course, it's me. Avada without Satir Shmayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oizroi, a lot of wonderful, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets an assist. But this pa'ula of a mitzvah expresses me, my chshivas, my so on and so forth. The pa'ula, but he finally entered into a mitzvah that was without his asir and kuli Ribbono Shel Olam. His nefesh was toyim the tam of a mitzvah that's kula HaKadosh Baruch Hu's asir. Once a person is toyim that tam, the person is able to deherit in the mitzvahs that he does also. In a mitzvah that a person does, The shleimus hamitzvah is where the heres the doing of his own doing, and that it's kol klal Ribono Shel Olam. And even though we can't understand them simultaneously, but we can understand both. If shlucha shalom kemoisei, that means that when I'm doing the mitzvah b'tar shlichus, it's the Ribono Shel Olam doing through me, and me doing for the Ribono Shel Olam. It starts with me doing for the Ribono Shel Olam. A shliach does something for the mishaleach. That's why the shlichus works. It's the shliach's choice to do it for the mishaleach. But then I'm doing it as a shliach, and that's why if divirav divirav tam divirav shayimim, it's an understanding that I'm not doing it on your behalf. So the chassid felt once that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him the tam of what it means the Ribbono Shel Olam doing a mitzvah through me. So now all the other mitzvahs had both timing to it, and that's why he brought a oilan and shlamim. He said, this is a ma'isa that came to me, that I was able to be mechaber, the kulei kol Hashem, and the lebailev. I was finally able to be toim something that was mechaber the two together, and b'meila, I now have a different shleimus in all the mitzvahs. I deher in every mitzvah, the Kal V'chomer tells me that there's two halakim in every mitzvah. There's the asiyah and the rotzen of the Adam, and there's the asiyah and the rotzen of Ribono Shel Olam. That's what the Chassid Echad was so happy about. So, in general, this is something that is a hashkafa klolis of mitzvahs, that every mitzvah requires, on the one hand, an awareness that, you know, imen anili mili, it's up to me, and I have the chiv to do it, because I was waiting for me to do it, and it's my achrayas to do it, and it's a realization myself. There's also every mitzvah simultaneously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing about his rotzen in what he wants to happen through me. And that's something that is almost impossible for us to have the two together, but in every mitzvah, you do have both of them. Just like the stira b'chira and diya, I can understand b'chira, I can understand yediya. This is something where in the time of the mitzvahs, that a mitzvah I'm doing because I have b'chira to do the mitzvah. And once I choose to do a mitzvah, I'm doing it for the Ribono Shel Olam, and it's shluch shalom k'maisai, and it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu accomplishing what he wants through me, and the herring, the bracha that I was zeicha to be a kli for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's this mitzvah. That's true, boyfriend Chloe, in the Olam HaMitzvahs. There's a second knate over here, that in the Ben Adam HaChaver over here, that is extraordinary. It's parallel to this mahalach, and it's a special oymek in Olam HaChaveri. A person likes to possess things. Possessing things makes you feel that your kiyum is stronger, bigger, better. The desire to possess is at the core of the desire to exist. So a person who's well-to-do, accomplished in any way, feels that his own kiyum is a much stronger kiyum. And that's why we're so lohut in whatever it is, whether it's accumulating wealth, or even for more refined, accumulating mitzvahs and so on and so forth. The midah tova of tzedakah is that ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu zonah mefarnes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, I'm also zonah mefarnes. If I work on myself, so the midah of crass possession is a very, very chomeristic midah, and having a lot of goods, having a lot of cars in my garage is a very, very chomeristic sense of things. Feeling that I have the accomplishments of giving tzedakah to people and helping people that need help is a much, much finer midah. And that's the midah of tzedakah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tried to bring out in us. The midah is especially focused on a person's needs. Here's a person who's starving. Here's a person who needs money and food to live on. And I'm giving him that. Those are the midas of the normal matnas aniyim, the normal tzedakah, and so on. The Rambam says, however, that the highest madrega in tzedakah is making sure that the other person is self-sufficient. Not that I'm giving him, but I'm making him self-sufficient, doesn't have to rely on me. In a certain sense, I don't feel at all that good feeling as when I give. And let's understand it a little bit. Rabbi Isaac Sell used to say that a person doesn't mind giving somebody else as long as it's understood that I gave him. In other words, when I give to the other person, so I have $1 million and I gave $900,000 to tzedakah. So a very crass person sees that he became very poor. I only have $100,000. A person who's more of a Baal Nefesh senses that he has $100,000 plus $900,000 of tzedakah. He dehears that that giving the other person is something that he has, whether al schar or just has it. But if I told the other person about a job opening someplace or recommended him and he got the job and now he's self-sufficient, he's a millionaire in his own right, I don't feel that same way. I mean, we try very hard to say, you should know whatever you have is because I helped you, but tachlis, it doesn't feel as good as when I actually signed a check and it's very clear that it's my house for me because the person's self-sufficient. So it's lacking that. But me'idach gisa, the ultimate akara and the emes of the bria is that the Ribbono Shel'olam wanted every nivra should have dai, should have his. Every nivra has a makom. Every nivra has what belongs to him, what should belong to him. And that's mitzvah Ribbono Shel'olam. And if I became a kli, so that person has because he has, that type of mitzvah is in the world of tzedakah and chesed parallel to what we describe now. It's something where I became a kli for the other person's having. It's like in chemistry, you have a catalyst that without a catalyst, a reaction can't happen or it happens extremely slow. You put the catalyst in, it happens very quickly. And then you take the catalyst away, there was nothing missing in the catalyst. It's the same. It's not nicker that there was any pooler. So a person, when he has himself, I was the right man, the right place, and just happened to show him where the office is, then I gave the other person, because I have no chelik in it, then I allowed for the other person to be who he is, because the Baruch Hu wanted it. That's the oimek and the chinuch's difference of timing. It's gewaldig. He writes it, the Chura, very, very, you know, it's kind of written, very simple explanations. There's a rizik nafgemina. A person who doesn't give tzedakah to an ani that's hungry is a rasha. He doesn't have minimal amount of chesed, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to train us to give to the person who needs. So the first thing to trigger giving is needs. Then there's a second chelik, and that chelik is the sense of having, the sense of existence. That can't be done that way. If I gave somebody else $1 million, he doesn't feel like a millionaire. I mean, he does because he forgets I gave it to him. But tachlis, the person doesn't have the sense of accomplishment because I gave it to him. But there's a type of mitzvah that allows the other person to feel it's his. You didn't give it, you forgot it. So therefore it's mine because it's mine. And that's the mashal, that's the tzustel of somebody who lost something. A person loses a chayfetz and ani finds it. So I have two, first of all, the ani has the money, and I also can't even claim a tax deduction. I can't say I did it. It's not me. Adarabha, that's what we learn, and that's what the chinuch says. When a person takes a look at somebody else's field, look at the chinuch's understanding of a person. I walk by somebody else's field, and his field is blossoming. It's full. All the alumnus are tied up, and they're sitting around. And I say, I wish I had something like that also. We're not talking about the person who's hungry for the meal. It's not. Each sheaf is that covers that. But the sense of having, the sense of bounty. So if the Torah would be mitzvah me to give him an aluma, that wouldn't do anything, because I'm nebuch ani that I'm being nebuch supported. So the Torah says the first thing is you lost it. It's not the pshat you gave it, you lost it. The other person finds it, so it's a gather of his own mitzvah, so to speak. So even though technically it's still mine because I'm my field, but the mindset, the mitzvah set up that way. And therefore the person can feel good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mazmin to me also that I should have. But the oimik of it is, the only way I could ever become part of that process is not if I do it, but if I'm mevatel my ratzon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In order to accomplish a ben adam l'chaver like that, then it's something that needs to be done in a way that it can't be called my asiyah. It can only be called that I'm the chetimtza for the Ribbono Shel Olam's pulis. So we have over here a parallel in the world of tztaka and esina and ben adam l'chaveroi to the process we described before. So we see here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us two sets of mitzvahs. By the way, I saw somebody is ma'ir that this type of mahalach could only be in Eretz Yisrael. The reason why it's in Devarim is because it's shayach to Eretz Yisrael dafka. Because in the Midbar, nobody possessed. You know, as people ate. They ate man, they ate this. But possession didn't exist. It was Dara Midbar. So everybody, no one had fields, no one had wealth. They had what they needed. It was a p'china of Shevet Levi. In Eretz Yisrael, you now have this sense of possession. People have nachlis, people have sadas, people have kramim, and so on. But in the big picture, we have over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us two sets of mitzvahs. And we saw the Beit Adon Lamakom, the Onach Haverei. And the Ben Adam Lamakim, every mitzvah in itself is a unit of doing and a unit of being a kli, being a yada richta kadosh baruch hu. From mitzad asiyas ha-mitzvah, I need to feel an achrayas and a drive to do it as if it depends on me. And I need to push myself as if, you know, and I need to understand that doing the mitzvah makes me the person I am. And if a person is zeicha, a person has a second hagasha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing something through me. It's a schus to be able to do a mitzvah because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing something through me. And I'm becoming a kli to a higher ratzon. It's very, very difficult for a person to inherit that way, but so the Torah gave us a special mitzvah, which is clear in the mitzvah of shikcha. That's all. That's it. I'm only a vehicle for Ribbono Shel Olam. In the world of Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, this is a place where we have a big yad to be able to do this. Our time is full with Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, helping this, that, the other thing. There's the it starts with doing something for somebody else, and that's the Aleph. And a person starts by understanding that giving to the other person, helping someone in need, is something that I need to do. And like we said before, the mashal we gave, a person has to declare that the things I do for other people are my accomplishments, my things. There's no way to skip that step. But a person is a bigger bal nefesh. Let's take Hakaras HaToiv. Hakaras HaToiv is something that we focus when we owe it to somebody else. But we also expect some level of Hakaras HaTov. It annoys us greatly when someone's not Makir Tov. And it's rightfully so, because in Musagei Adam, there's reciprocity. But if a person is Zeicher, and he's able to forget what he did for other people, I heard this at the Levaya of Rav Gedalia Shlozach HaNei Vracha. His kids had no idea till late in his life, they accidentally came across documents that he'd been extremely involved in saving people in World War II in Varatzala. And one of the asked him, why didn't you ever tell it to us? So he said, Nekoitai klolo biyotcha. What's remembered here is forgotten there, and what's forgotten here is remembered there. In other words, the anything that belongs to the world of shikha allows the other person to be himself. He meant it klapei shemayim and so on, but I'm implying it here. If I'm able to do something with somebody else, and it evaporates from my memory. So in my interaction with the person, my attitude to the person, everything, I'm allowing him to be himself. And it's the ultimate. But that pa'ula means that it was a pa'ula where I became a vehicle for Birchas Hashem. Because Hashem wants Reuven to have, because he wants Reuven to have, and wants Shimon to have, because Shimon have. So I can only give Reuven from Shimon. If I'm Shimon, I can only give Reuven from me. So Reuven becomes, he has, but he has Shimon's. If I'm able to still suit to that type of interaction, where I'm able to sort of it disassociate from it, forget about it, then I became a vehicle for giving Shimon Shimon's. That's giving Reuven Reuven's. That's an incredible darga. It means that when I look at a person and ask myself, what does he need? I don't think about the food, the clothing. He needs his self. He needs his sense of self and sense of dignity. And by definition, that means that whatever it is that I engineer for him, arrange for him, has to be, at some point, become totally disassociated from myself, or else I haven't given it to him. It's an incredible darga. And it starts with shikha, where Be'etzem HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mazmil Yadi. It's something that I can't do anything to make it happen. So that's why this Chassid Echad was walking around and knew that he was missing this piece. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mazmin Shikha to him, he said, I finally was Zeicha to the Kedusha of being able to do something Kol Kuloi as a Shliach, as a Yad HaRichter, and not as myself. B'meila, I now have a kli, I now have the ability to go and do it in other mitzvahs. I can be mechaba oyla and shlomim together, and I can do other mitzvahs also with this kal v'chomer, that every mitzvah contains in itself the ratz and the das, and it contains itself the Yad Hashem that's above ratz and above das. So in the world of mitzvahs, It's certainly a darga that's, I don't want to say beyond us, but it's a darga that's high, very high. Benam Chaver, it's possible that we could use it. In other words, it's something which is extremely difficult, but at least something that we have, we can inherit if we think about it, and understand that doing and giving to the other is a maila and mida toiva. Klal Yisrael is Rachmanim Rachmanim. We give tzedakah and so on. That's wonderful. The midah of being able to disassociate with Zaysa, it's not only a midah, a good midah on your part, it's the ultimate fulfillment of Yonah Chaveroi, where this other person is able to have his self. Because as long as I'm associated with it, there's no self. And in as much as I'm able to latch onto it, the person gets his own mitzias. And I became a Yad HaRichter HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give each Nivra Dei Machsoirei and to give him, I became a Shutif to the Boyer Lomim who created Dei HaShoynes, Patsuf HaShoynes, and I allowed through my Maisim for each one to become his own Tzis.